Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back and better than ever. From John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us.
When you need answers to defend your Catholic faith, call on the one with the expert. When you need assurance that you do not travel this world alone, call on the one with the expert. When you need to know that Jesus truly keeps his promises to remain with us sacramentally, call on the one with the expert. The Catholic Defender Radio Network, home of the experts. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today.
And our saint of the day for August 9th is Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. Teresa Benedicta was born Edith Stein. She was born into a German family, but she stopped believing in God when she was 14. Elizabeth Stein was so captivated by reading the autobiography of Teresa of Avila that she began a spiritual journey that led to her baptism in 1922. As a student at the University of Göttingen, she became fascinated by phenomenology and approached to philosophy, excelling as a protege of Edmund Husserl, one of the leading phenomenologists. Edith earned a doctorate in philosophy in 1916. For her, the cross was a means of entering deeply into the mystery of suffering in behalf of and with her people. She was arrested in August 1942 and ultimately killed at Auschwitz, the German concentration camp. She is commemorated as a martyr. 12 years later, she initiated St. Teresa by becoming a Carmelite, taking the name Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. We don't have any recordings. They didn't survive. Teresa's voice telling you, describing what she went through. But we do have the next best thing. We have excerpts from an interview I was privileged to do with Irene Updike, another survivor of the Nazi Holocaust at Auschwitz. And you'll hear some excerpts from that, which will give you an idea of just what Teresa Benedicta of the Cross went through. That'll come later in this program, so stay tuned. She continued as a university teacher until 1922, when she moved to a Dominican school in Speyer. Her appointment as a lecturer in the Educational Institute of Munich ended under pressure from the Nazis. After living for 4 years in the Cologne Carmel, Sister Teresa Benedicta moved to the Carmelite Monastery in Eck, Netherlands, in 1938. And there, the Nazis occupied that country in 1940. In retaliation for being denounced by the Dutch bishops, the Nazis arrested all Dutch Jews who had become Christians. Teresa Benedicta and her sister Rosa, also a Catholic, was gassed and cremated at Auschwitz on August 9, 1942, and died a martyr for the Christian faith after having offered herself as a Holocaust for the people of Israel. Pope John Paul II beatified Teresa Benedicta of the Cross in 1987 and canonized her 12 years later. The writings of Edith Stein fill 17 volumes, many of which have been translated into English. And now some of those excerpts from that interview I did with Irene Updike, another survivor of the Holocaust. She talked about being another Florence Nightingale before her nightmare began. This is what she said.
My father sent me to the best nursing school in the middle of Poland. And I was so excited. I did have a dream like all young girls. Only my dream was to be another Florence Nightingale. Oh, no.
She befriended a number of Jews once she went into the concentration camp, is what she says about it.
I met and befriended 12 Jewish people. They were once people of means. There was a doctor, there was a lawyer, there was a nurse, there were accountants, there were dressmakers and tailors. Now alone, without children, they did have to do the job or die.
Now she came face to face with more Nazis than she could count.
I came face to face with a nightmare, with unbelievable horror that changed my life. They said a barricaded part of the street, and there were so many of them. They were yelling, screaming, shooting. I was scared because for the first time, I came face to face with so many Nazis.
She was able to hide in a house and protect herself from the Nazis.
I ran. And there was an empty house right by the street. I find it opening. I was hiding in that house. And through the boarded windows from the first floor, I witnessed. SS were beating, pushing, and kicking mass of people from beyond the barbed wire encampment. There were so many. There were old men and women. There were children. There were people on the crutches. There were pregnant women and children. So many, little tiny ones, 2, 3, 4 years old. They were going alone to get, because the parents were strong enough to be a slave labor.
She describes the invasion of Adolf Hitler.
I started with the zest of youth. I wanted to learn. I wanted to study. But Hitler, without declaring war, invaded my country. And I was gradually separated from my family.
A lawyer asked her for help.
The stories, like the lawyer, Steinberg, told me, he was the oldest one, he said, to survive. My wife and children were taken from me. They tied me like an animal, and they took them from me. I want to survive. I want the world to know what happened.
She lost faith in God.
I could not pray. I lost faith. I could not believe in God. And somehow in the morning, it came to me that God gave us free will to be good or bad. And I made it a peace with God. And I asked that he help me with opportunity arise to help, even if my life depends on that.
She was then sent to a German munitions plant.
I was by the Germans and sent to work in a munition factory. Well, I did have to work, but the chemicals made me so sick that one day I fainted. And I fainted right in front of an old German major. I was scared. So with my best high school German, I tried to convince him that I want to work, but I am sick. And asking if he'd give me another chance.
She survived beatings by Russian soldiers.
I was young. I was so scared. I ran. 3 Russian soldiers took hold of me. They raped me. I was screaming. I was kicking. I was trying to fight them. They were beating me in my face. I lost my conscience. But I survived because somebody did find me, brought me to a Russian hospital where a Russian woman doctor took care of me, not only as a physician, what that mother would do in this situation. So I survived.
She warned Jews of the upcoming danger.
And then I noticed some people were missing. So I start to realize what was happening. I start listening and carrying the information to the laundry room, to the 12. I could not go there to the factory. There were around 300 Jewish people working there. But they could. So they spread the news around through the factories and also through the work barracks where Jewish people were also from different places.
She witnessed killings and people being buried alive.
I was hearing shooting, not only single shooting, but like with machine gun. And I knew that each shot was able to kill another human being. They pushed them like cattle through the town. And behind the town, there were shallow graves. The lucky ones, they were dead, because many of them were buried alive.
That's just, this gives you an idea of what our saint of the day went through. And that's our saint of the day.
Wow. And you said that...
Can you imagine some of that horror?
That's horrible. And you said that... You interviewed this lady, right? Mike?
Yes, this was several years ago.
And you were able to see on her arm where she had burnt into her like a cow.
She had her SS number burned in... Her SS number was burned into her arm. And after 40 years, you could still see it.
Yeah, that's just horrible. And thanks for sharing that, Mike. And thank you for sharing our story. And so, of St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. So we'll go ahead and do our prayer for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer for priests today is coming from St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, Edith Stein. These are her words. O Prince of Peace, to all who receive you, you bright light and peace, help us to live in daily contact with you. Listen to the words you have spoken and obeying them, O Divine Child. I place my hands in yours. I shall follow you. Oh, let your divine life flow through into me. I will go unto the altar of God. It is not myself and my tiny little affairs that matter here, but the great sacrifice of atonement. I surrender myself entirely to your divine will, O Lord. Make my heart grow greater and wider out of itself into the divine life. O my God, fill my soul with holy joy, courage, and strength to serve you. Enkindle your love in me, and then walk with me along the next stretch of road before me. I do not see very far ahead, but when I have arrived where the horizon now closes down, a new prospect will open before me, and I shall meet with peace. How wondrous are the marvels of your love. We are amazed. We stammer and grow dumb, for words and spirit fail us. Glory to you, O Lord. And those were the words, the prayer of Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, as we pray for our priests, and we pray for Pope Benedict, well, for Pope Francis, and we pray for all of our clergy, and we pray for America. And as horrible as what the Nazis did to the Jewish people, but how terrible it is that many are doing in killing the unborn child, ravage. And we pray for the end of abortion. We pray, Lord, that we pray for our priests who are definitely in the front line against sin. Pray for our families. And we pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Pope Benedict the 16th, for his prayer for the protection of a child. O God, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help me to feel the effects of your mercy, so I may be protected from every misfortune, with you as my guide. O God, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. And the saint with the longest history as patron of children is Saint Nicholas, the 4th century Bishop of Myra. And he's one of the most popular saints of all time. And along with Saint Nicholas, dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Whisper in the ears of the children to run and hide until the danger passes. And Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the universal church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, and through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son, amid the many dangers of this world. We come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children of God through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, and along with the intercessions of Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, and Saint Michael the Archangel, and Saint Raphael the Archangel. Saint Raphael is the patron saint of healing. In Hebrew, his name literally means God heals. And Saint Monica, who prayed for her son's conversion for 17 years. Saint Anthony. And we pray for our children. The God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and my horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children, God's little children, sweet, precious children, pretty, dirty children.
Michael, thank you for bringing our saint of the day, Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, and the interview that you had with the lady who survived the Holocaust. And she sounded like she was doing okay from the interview.
But she was. This was, of course, 40 years after that happened.
Yeah.
And my mention to you, incidentally, you might remember this. When the Allied forces came upon Auschwitz and saw the horrors there, General Eisenhower ordered that they take pictures and document in every way that our technology would allow, because sometime down the road, there's going to be people come up and said this never happened. And as you know, he was spot on. Incidentally, you were mentioning the horrors of abortion a little while ago. And another saint who will be our saint of the day eventually, Mother Teresa, agreed with you.
I feel that the greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion. Because Jesus said, if you receive a little child, you receive me.
Yeah, Mother Teresa of Calcutta.
Mm-hmm.
And our sneak peek for tomorrow is St. Lawrence. And he was one of the great ones, one of the early saints, St. Lawrence. So be prepared for tomorrow's Saint of the Day. St. Lawrence. And
he'll have a fascinating story as well.
Definitely, definitely. And Hebrews chapter 12:1 reminds us that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And these great saints, we thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And we pray for those who have addictions, are under addictions, that need deliverance from these addictions. So we pray for America. And so I think here's an appropriate song to leave you all with today. God bless you all. Thank you, Mike, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Done me wrong. 77 times a day. I mean, that's supposed to be an infinite amount. But we are to forgive. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And so, pray the rosary. Pray the rosary daily. Pray the rosary. Go to Mass. God bless you all. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.